Good morning, and thank you for joining us for worship today. I have just a few announcements to start us off. The church is closed until December 10th, and then things will be reevaluated, and from there we'll decide where to go. But until then, services will be uploaded to Facebook. The tentative plan for the Christmas Eve service is to have them both online at 4 and 6 p.m. If we decide we can return to the building, there will be an online sign-up, but that information will be sent to you as we get closer. Ignite and Confirmation will continue to meet over Zoom, and a special thanks to Linda, our song leader this morning, Jason on the organ, and Mark and Bob doing the sound. Let us turn our hearts to worship. Stir up your power and come. The psalmist's plea in Psalm 82 has been familiar to us in the Advent prayers. Isaiah wants God to rip the heavens open, both cry out for an apparently distant, angry God to show up, to save, and to restore. When we hear Jesus describing the coming of the Son of Man with stars falling from heaven, it can sound dire and horrible, not like anything we would ever hope for. But when we really look at the suffering of people God loves, we can share the hope that God would tear open the heavens and come. If ever there was a year we needed Advent, this is the year. We hardly know how to describe the year we have lived through. We hesitate to reflect on all the mess around us in 2020. All we know is that nothing seems right. Nothing seems like it used to be. Nothing. We need Advent.
The prophet Isaiah cried out for us, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down to make your name known, so that nations might tremble at your presence. So tear through the mess, O Lord, and come down to us again. We long to be your people, a people of hope."
We light this first candle as a symbol of our hope. Hope that you can meet us even in the mess of our world. Hope that you still see us, though we feel we are lost in the rubble. Let this light be the guide that brings us to Emmanuel once more.
O come, Emmanuel. Amen.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, whose forgiveness is sure and whose steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Together, let us honestly and humbly confess that we have not lived as God desires. Loving and forgiving God, we confess that we are held captive by sin. In spite of our best efforts, we have gone astray. We have not welcomed the stranger. We have not loved our neighbor. We have not been Christ to one another. Restore us, O God. Wake us up and turn us from our sin. Renew us each day in the light of Christ. Amen. People of God, hear this glad news. By God's endless grace, your sins are forgiven and you are free. Free from all that holds you back and free to live in the peaceable realm of God. May you be strengthened in God's love, comforted by Christ's peace, and accompanied with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, awaken us to the threatening dangers of our sins and keep us blameless until the coming of your new day. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Awake, awake, and greet the new morn, for angel herald its dawning. Sing out your joy, for soon he is born. Behold the child of our longing. Come as a baby weak and poor to bring all hearts together. He opens wide the heavenly door and lives now inside us forever. To all in sorrow and fear, Emmanuel comes a singing. His humble song is quiet and near, yet fills the earth with its ringing. Music to heal the broken soul and hymns of loving kindness. The thunder of his anthems roll to shatter all hatred and blindness. In darkest night his coming shall be, when all the world is despairing. As morning light, so quiet and free, so warm and gentle and caring. Then shall the mute break forth in song, the lame shall leap in wonder, the weak be raised above the strong, and weapons be broken asunder.
The first reading comes from Isaiah chapter 64. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence. As when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard. No ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us. and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading for today comes from the book of Mark. Jesus said, "In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I have a confession to make. Sometimes my heart just isn't in it. Sometimes I don't want to put the work in, and sometimes I do just want to give up. Have you ever felt this way? Like your heart just isn't in it? We know we could be doing better, but we just don't have the energy to give anymore. We're tired, and our hearts just don't feel it. One of the first tips Pastor Emily gave me when I started my internship here was that you must believe what you preach. You have to feel it. At first I thought, yeah, that makes sense, and it's not going to be hard because I'm passionate about what I'm doing. But the truth is, sometimes we lose that passion. We lose the passion for a moment, and we lack intentionality. We struggle. This is especially evident when things get hard and life feels hopeless, when things are dark. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and as you all know, this is a season of waiting, waiting for the arrival of our King, waiting for something bigger and better than this broken world. But this season is more than just waiting around for some big event. This is a season that calls us to be intentional in our waiting, to prepare ourselves. In my Christian witness class at Northwestern College, we watched a video recently about the story of the gospel, and there was a line that really stuck out to me. The narrator said, "Then the author entered the story." This is a big moment in our history as God's people, and it deserves to be taken seriously. But what happens when the world around us seems to stop? When things close or get shut down? We might find ourselves asking, is Christmas canceled? Do we even have anything to wait for? Last year, I started a new challenge for myself that I plan to continue for many years to come. I decided to pick a word that I would focus on for that entire year, a word that I would study and dig into for all 365 days. I was very excited to start this, but little did I know that God was going to show me some amazing things throughout the years. I would also like to add that when you choose a word to focus on for an entire year, God is going to test you with that word, and you have to be prepared to see it rise up in places you never imagined. My first word, which was for the year 2019, was trust. This year, after changing my mind many times, I picked discovery, and I've been discovering not only who I am in God's eyes, but who God wants me to be. Now that 2020 is coming to an end, it's time to pick my next word, and as of now, my word for 2021 is patience. We are living in a world between two Advents, the incarnation and the second coming of Jesus. This is what we are ultimately waiting for. But waiting and being patient isn't easy, especially since most days we feel like we're ready to launch, take over, and just do everything ourselves. Author Daryl Dawson says, "It is my belief that the reason we still feel an angst in this season is because it reminds us that although we are purchased and perfected in the eyes of God, We still must journey through this life without being made holistically perfect just yet. 2 Corinthians 5:2 says that our soul groans as we long to be perfected. There are still voids and holes in our being that aren't going to be filled until the other side of glory. And it is in the recognition of these internal gaps that we feel the need and long for the completion of shalom. Our Advent waiting, then, is not only a reflection of the Lord's first coming, but an eschatological expectancy of the Lord's second coming. As Daryl said, we know our world is broken, and we want creation to return to its original shalom that God intended. Shalom was found in the garden at the beginning of creation. It's the opposite of sin and pain. To illustrate this, I want you to think of a t-shirt or a beautiful rug. When the shirt or the rug is all put together, it is shalom in the garden. All the threads are connected and at peace, and they're each doing their own job. But what if a thread comes loose? The whole rug or shirt starts to unravel, and soon your rug or shirt is no longer complete. It's lacking the rest of its full self. It is no longer shalom, but the opposite. It's hurting and unfinished. God is the only one with the power to complete the rug or shirt and restore this world to shalom through the second coming of Jesus Christ. And although we are God's vessels to help complete this work, we must be patient and wait. Like I said earlier, my word for 2021 is patience. I've had this image in my head the last few weeks of Jesus sitting on a bench and him saying to me, "Come, sit down, Grace. We're going to sit here and learn some patience." Lately, I feel like I've been going 100 miles per hour all the time, trying to get things figured out for whatever is coming next in my life, especially when it comes to deciding which seminary to go to. But Jesus just wants me to sit, wait, and be patient. Doesn't he know that I don't have time to sit and wait? That there's too much going on, and yet he just wants me to sit here with him. At first, I was a little upset that God was telling me this needed to be my word for 2021. But then I got to thinking, Jesus wants to sit with me. He wants to help me get better at being patient. He wants me to slow down, to be his vessel, and continue his redemptive work until the day Jesus returns. I can't think of a better way to spend the next year than sitting with Jesus and learning to wait, especially since it's so unknown. I know God has great things ahead, but I need to learn to be patient and enjoy this journey. When you accept the challenge to focus on one word for the entire year, you have to be intentional. From my experience, God hasn't let me forget the word that I have chosen for that year. As soon as I forget my focus, God brings me into a season where that word is tested, where I really need to trust God when I lose myself or when I need to be patient. Being intentional isn't easy, but when we do focus our attention on what's important, our lives are changed for the better and real growth takes place. When we are intentional, waiting doesn't seem so bad. The time between the events of the Gospels and the book of Acts was about 40 years. Christians at that time, otherwise known as Deuteronomists, had to wait 40 years to share their faith with others. That's 14,600 days of hiding their faith. But one day, God said that it was time and they could bring their faith into the light. Those people had to be patient and trust in God's plan. They had to be intentional in their preparation and wait for the all clear. When the time was right and they shared their faith, the church was born. Has God brought you into a season of waiting? Is God telling you to wait for his all clear? The good news is God's heart is always in it, even when we aren't. God's not going to stop working on redeeming his world. He's not going to get tired and give up or move on to something else. God will not rest until his creation is restored. Christmas is not canceled. God is going to bring his plan into completion, and all we have to do is be patient, to wait for Jesus to return. But wait intentionally. Continue the call that God has placed within you and watch as he continues to move and work before your eyes. Wait patiently and intentionally until God gives the all clear. And don't be afraid to just sit and wait with Jesus on a bench. Amen.
Creator of the stars of night, your people's everlasting light. O Christ, Redeemer of us all, we pray. This old world drew on toward night. You came, but not in splendor bright. Not as a monarch, but the child of Mary, blessed Mother mild. At your great name, O Jesus, now all knees must bend, all hearts must bow, all things on earth with one accord, like those in heaven shall call you Lord. Come in your we pray, redeem us for eternal day, defend us while we dwell below, from all assaults of our dreadful. To God the from age to age eternally. Amen.
God of power and might, tear open the heavens and come quickly to this weary world. Hear our prayers for everyone in need. We pray for the ministry we share in Christ's name. Open our hearts to your call for justice, peace, and healing. Attune us to the needs of the world as you draw near. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for this planet in need of restoration, for devastated habitats, polluted waters, thawing ice, blazing fires, swelling floods, and long-lasting droughts. Renew the face of the earth and our relationship to it. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for others in our community and around the world. Fill them with compassion and the power to respond with justice for those who are oppressed, with welcome for them who are excluded, and with relief for those who suffer. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for people who are in crisis as the seasons change, for those without homes facing severe weather, for those who are unemployed or underemployed, and for those in poverty or facing food insecurity. Relieve their burdens, sustain their bodies, and ease their minds. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for the people in our families, in congregations, who live with depression, anxiety, chronic pain, addiction, and other invisible illnesses, especially Junie Van Alstyn, Curtis Stover and family, Rosemary Stickrod, Teresa Copps, Linda Junkman, Marilyn Wingerson, and Caroline Prohaska. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We give thanks for the lives and witness of those who died while waiting for justice, peace, or healing, those whose names we know and those whose names are known only to you. Sustain all who still yearn for the completion of your redeeming work. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Draw near to us, O God, and receive our prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time, we will receive our offering, and you can find the link below or by sending a check to the church. Let us pray. Generous God, you have created all that is, and you provide for us in every season. Bless that all we offer, that through these gifts the world will receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now let us pray as our Father taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now receive the blessing. The Creator of the stars bless your Advent waiting. The long-expected Savior fill you with love. The unexpected Spirit guide your journey, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, prepare the way of the Lord. Thanks be to God.